This was a grant that we received through the state of Kentucky through the Department for Local Government, but ultimately it came from HUD. Mm-hmm. And it was a grant specifically to buy and redevelop foreclosed homes. And it's called Neighborhood Stabilization Program because that's actually the intent, is to get streets and blocks free of foreclosed homes. And so we were able to buy properties clustered in some strategic areas, and we're in the process of rehabbing them and rebuilding them for sale.
You're actually recreating streetscapes on certain streets in certain areas.
Yes, and actually on Banklick Street, where we have a cluster of homes, we're actually redoing a whole block, which is going to be really nice. And this block is actually directly behind an elementary school. It was previously a block of six abandoned buildings that are all going to be rehabbed and reoccupied.
How many homes are finished and how many are still in the works?
13 homes total. One has been sold, so there's 12 that are still available. There are a couple that are pending sale. We have buyers lined up, and the rest are nearing completion.
What are the advantages to buying one of these homes?
First and foremost, these are going to be really beautiful historic homes. There's a couple that we are actually going to be new construction, but we're trying to mimic Covington's architecture and the historic feel of the homes. The rest of the homes are being rehabbed to a really high standard, so you're going to get a really beautiful house, all new components, all the important things like roof, mechanicals, heating, air conditioning, plumbing is all new. And then we also have financial assistance to make it affordable, so that's an interesting part of it as well.
So you are able to maintain the historic integrity of the homes, still make them modern, and give the property owners a deal.
That's exactly right. The whole intent was twofold, to kind of save some homes that were historically significant, redevelop the neighborhood, but then also built into the program is assistance to help buyers afford it. These homes are all sold for their appraised value because we want to sell them for as much as they're worth and get the values in the neighborhood up, but the buyers don't necessarily have to afford that entire appraised value. We have assistance tied into the program to help the purchase.
You're doing an open house this Thursday. What will people see?
The properties that are going to be featured are the ones on Banklick and also a house on Barry, which is a block away from Banklick. And these homes are all very near completion. There's two that are new construction that are probably 80 to 90% done. And then the ones that are the rehab properties are 90 to 100% done. So they're going to see finished products.
So what will you do with the money from the sale of these homes? Is this a self-sustaining program? Will that money go back again to buy more new homes and rehab them?
Indirectly, it does. Actually, because the grant came through the state, when the home is sold, the proceeds of the sale go back to the state, but the state will reallocate it to hopefully further this program. When any time HUD grants like this are done and properties are sold, those proceeds always go back into the pot to try to do more properties. So it is hopefully a sustaining program.
You can find out how to get more information about the Covington Open Homes Tour on our website at WNKU.org under local news. Jeremy Wallace, thank you for being with us.
Appreciate it very much. Thank you.